I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, November 23rd. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says they received $25,000 in donations within hours of putting out an urgent appeal on social media during their annual Thanksgiving meal distribution program on Saturday. Director Rick Doan says he put out the call after realizing that they didn't have enough food to hand out as cars lined up into Quincy Center. Doan says that volunteers have now passed out meals to 4,000 people. Father Bill's and Mainspring Homeless Shelters of Quincy and Brockton says they will distribute a record 1,000 Thanksgiving meals this year. Father Bill's is unable to hold their annual in-person Thanksgiving dinner at Christ Church in Quincy due to the pandemic. However, they say they will use a catering service to deliver meals to 450 people and host another 500 people at their shelters in Quincy and Brockton on a rotating basis. A rare 350-pound loggerhead turtle is being treated at the New England Aquarium Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard. The turtle was rescued in Truro last week and was said to be in critical condition. Officials say the stranding happened very early in the season and they anticipate more strandings. Almost 100 turtles have already been rescued this season. The Norfolk County RSVP Volunteer Program is looking for volunteers to help with their holiday drive to support active duty military now through the end of the year. Their third holiday drive for active duty military between Thanksgiving and New Year's is encouraging people to drop off personal items from a wish list that includes personal hygiene items and clothing articles. You should contact the Norfolk County RSVP program at 234-3445, area code 781, for more information. The Quincy Salvation Army is still looking for bell ringers for their annual holiday kettle drive. They are hiring full and part-time workers through December 24th at their headquarters on Baxter Street in Quincy. Call 617-472-2345. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, November 23rd.